Don't touch that dial. Listen to...
Blondie!
Yes, folks, it's another half hour of fun with Blondie and Dagwood. Weekly visit with our neighbors, the Bumsteads of Shady Lane Avenue. Well, you wouldn't think it of Blondie, but deep down in her heart, she's always had, social aspirations. It's not that she wanted to be one of the 400, but she would like to be one of the 500. The social leader in the Bumsteads' hometown is Mrs. Trollifran, the president of the Leisure Club. And for quite some time, Blondie has wanted to join. Now, at last, Blondie has one foot in the door, and... But let's listen to the Bumsteads' breakfast table conversation this morning.
Well, Dagwood, today is the big day.
Yeah, what's so big about it? Looks like an ordinary-sized day to me.
Today is the day when Mrs. Trowelfran is going to drop in for tea.
Oh, the society woman?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. She's the one who looks like a walking Davenport, doesn't she?
Oh, Dagwood, don't say that.
Well, you've got to admit that she's the overstuffed type. Ha, ha.
Who looks like a Davenport? Bob said Mrs. Trowelfran does, and he's right. I was back in the school once, and I turned the corner and ran right smack into her.
Yeah?
Didn't hurt me a bit.
Did she know who you were, Alexander? What did she say to you?
All she said was, am I going to see the lady who looks like a Davenport?
Never mind, Cookie.
Dagwood?
Huh?
Little pitchers have big ears.
What?
She means that Cookie and I are hearing everything you say, Pop.
Thanks, Alexander. What is she coming over here for, Blondie?
Well, it's just a social call. But if she likes me and likes our house and so on, she'll put my name up for the Leisure Club.
The Leisure Club?
Mm-hmm.
Leisure Club.
Well, what's so funny about it?
Well, you haven't got any leisure, Blondie. You've got too many problems now, getting dinner, going shopping, and taking care of Alexander and Cookie and me, too.
I know, and you take more time than anyone. Mm. But, Dagwood, belonging to the Leisure Club means that you're someone.
Well, aren't you someone?
No.
Then what are you, nobody?
Well, yes.
Hey, wait a minute, what does that make our children... And what does that make me?
Oh, now, Dagwood, I meant someone socially, and you know it.
Oh.
Don't you want a little social prestige?
Oh, no, I don't think so, Blondie.
Why not?
Well, if we have social prestige, I'll have to wear my tuxedo all the time.
Well, that'll be wonderful, Dagwood. You always look so distinguished in it.
I do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the last time I wore it at the Junior Chamber of Commerce dinner, everybody kept asking me for more butter.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it, Dagwood. Incidentally, dear, Cora Dithers has been trying for years to get into the Leisure Club, but Mrs. Trowelfran has never paid any attention to her. I wonder what she'd say if she knew Mrs. Trowelfran was having tea with me this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. She'd probably say I didn't want to get into that old club anyway.
Oh, Cookie, what's the matter?
Alexander's kicking me under the table.
Alexander, are you kicking Cookie?
Oh, no, Mother. I'm just swinging my leg and she keeps putting her foot in the way. Oh, now she's kicking me.
Oh.
I'm just swinging my foot.
Hey, now, Alexander, you stop kicking Cookie and Kitty. You stop cooking Kitty. Hey. How'd I get mixed up in this? Hey, now listen, you kids, cut it out. Or else I'm going to start swinging my foot.
Okay, Daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, Father.
Now, I want you both to apologize to each other.
Yeah.
Go on, say you're sorry.
I'm sorry, Alexander. I'm sorry, Cookie.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Now, see here, stop that.
Yeah, now, I don't want to butt in, Blondie, but while Mrs. Trollope is here, you'd better keep our little social lion completely out of sight.
Straightened out the room this much since we first moved in. But at least it's nice and clean. Oh, Cookie.
What's the matter, Mommy?
How did those feathers get all over the floor?
They came out of my pillow.
Oh, I'll never get them all up. Cookie, how did they get out of the pillow?
When the puppies tore the pillow up in the dining room.
Oh, Cookie, you go upstairs and stay in your room until I come out to get you.
Yes, Mommy. Have I been a bad girl?
Yes, you have.
Why?
Now, Cookie, Mother's not going to argue or explain it to you, because if Mother does, Mother will end up behind the eight ball.
What's an eight ball, Mommy?
I don't know. It's some sort of an expression used in baseball. Now, go on upstairs to your room.
Okay, Mommy.
And don't get in any more trouble. Oh, dear, how can they do things like that? She's got feathers all over the floor and back of me. I ought to have eyes in the back of my head. Oh, dear, now, who can that be? Well, should I or shouldn't I go to the door with my dust cap on? Oh, well, I guess I'll take a chance.
Hello, Blondie.
Oh, hello, Harry. Oh, gosh, I'm a wreck. Come on in.
Thanks much. Oh, gee, look at all those cute feathers on the floor.
Cute? I just finished cleaning the room when Cookie did that.
Oh, I hope you didn't get angry with the little precious darling.
Oh, Harriet, I wish you had a little precious darling of your own. I'd like to hear what you'd call her sometime.
Yeah, so would I. Say, Bonnie, I'm going shopping today, and I wonder if you need anything from the market.
Oh, Harriet, you're an angel. And I'll forgive you for calling my daughter a precious darling when she was being a little fiend. Look, I've got my list right here in my apron pocket.
Oh, swell, Blondie, thanks. I'll see you later.
Oh, that's fine. Thanks a lot, Harriet.
Oh, that's all right, Blondie. I'm glad to do your shopping today, because I know you'll probably offer to do my shopping tomorrow. Goodbye.
Oh, dear, well, now, let's see about all these feathers. Oh, dear, I might as well get down and brush them into a pile. Oh, now, who could that be?
Hello, Blondie. Oh. My, what a cute little dust cap.
Oh. Oh, hello, Mr. Niles. Come in.
Oh, thanks.
By the way, Mrs. Trowerfran is coming here to tea this afternoon.
Yes, so she told me.
Oh, do you know her?
Oh, sure. Say, I'll give you one tip about her, Blondie. She's very sensitive about her size, so don't mention anything about how fat she is, huh?
Oh, I wouldn't think of it.
Well, I know, but Dagwood might think of it. Where is he now?
Well, I hope he's at the office of the J.C. Dithers Company, keeping out of trouble.
Come into my office.
I'm already in your office.
How did you get in here?
Oh, I just slipped in while you were talking mooey mooey with Dimples.
Oh, when I was talking to Dimples, huh?
Yeah.
Funny I didn't see you.
Well, you had your eyes closed as usual.
Oh.
You always do that when you talk to Dimples.
Yeah, I get more nice surprises that way.
You know, I didn't like it at first, but it grew in me. That's good, huh?
Oh, brother, that's gruesome. I gotta watch out for you. What were you doing in my office?
Yeah, well, I was just looking for the letter, Mr. Dithers. I guess I mislaid it, huh?
Typical Bumstead efficiency. You know, you'll never get anywhere if you don't use that BB brain of yours.
Well, maybe not financially, but the bum says we'll get somewhere socially.
Are you kidding? Name me three people who can stand you.
Huh?
Name me just one person outside of Blondie who'll put up with you. And I'll call that person a big jerk.
Just name one person, huh? Well, how about you?
A giant jerk. Now, never mind that. Bump said, if you want to keep your job, you'd better deny that.
Well, excuse me, Mr. Gettys. You are not a big jerk.
Found a loophole, huh?
Yeah.
Ought to crawl in it. What makes you think you'll amount to something social?
Oh, nothing at all, except that Mrs. Tralafran is having tea at our house today, that's all.
Mrs. Crovesley Tralafran?
Yeah, that's right. She's a very big woman socially.
Yeah, physically, too. Last year at the beach, she was voted Mrs. Barrage Balloon of 1944.
So, but she's so important that she's number one, two, three, and four of the 400.
You know, Cora's been dying to meet her and get into that leisure club.
She has, yeah. Well, maybe after Blondie joins, she can sort of smuggle Mrs. Dithers in.
Excuse me.
Huh? Hey, who are you calling?
I'm calling Cora.
Huh?
She'd want to know about this.
Oh, no, now, Mr. Dithers, don't tell Mrs. Dithers. Blondie's just having tea for Mrs. Tralafran.
Dagwood. In these days, we've all got to share things. There's so much of Mrs. Tralafran. I'm sure Blondie could spare Cora a little bit. Oh, hello, Cora. Did you know that Mrs. Tralafran is having tea with Blondie this afternoon?
Yeah, that's right. What? Goodbye? Wait a minute! Cora! Hang up your phone first! Cora! Holy smoke, she was so excited, she rushed right up without hanging.
Yeah?
I heard the door slam. Oh, murder, I hope she's dressed.
Mommy, why didn't you answer the door when Mrs. Dithers was ringing the bell?
Well, you see, I...
Tell me the truth now.
Well, it just isn't, convenient for me to see her this afternoon, Cookie. Well, I guess she's gone now. We can go back downstairs.
When is the fat lady coming?
Oh, Cookie, don't say that. You mustn't call her a fat lady. We want to make her feel slender while she's having tea.
Okay, I'll remember.
Wait a minute, Cookie. I thought I heard footsteps on the back porch. I wonder if Cora's come back.
Grocery boy!
Oh. No, it's just the grocery boy.
Sounds like a new one to me.
Well, let's go into the kitchen and see what he brought us. Oh!
Hello, Blondie.
I have, well, hello, Cora.
Hello, Mr. Stathers.
I thought you were the delivery boy.
That's what I thought you'd think. I rang your bell for about 10 minutes before I came around to the back.
Is that right?
Yes. I stopped by to see if you'd go shopping with me.
Not today, Cora.
Oh, you know, it's kind of chilly out today. Nothing would suit me better now than a nice hot cup of tea.
Oh, you'd better hurry if you're going to do any shopping.
Oh, there's no great rush. No great rush. Anything, special happening this afternoon?
I don't know, dear. I haven't seen the afternoon papers.
I mean here.
Oh, I see.
A nice day, isn't it?
Lovely.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cookie. I didn't mean to snap at you.
That's all right, Mr. Dithers.
By the way, Cookie, who's coming here this afternoon?
The fat lady.
Don't say that.
Aha!
Aha, what?
Mrs. Trellifran is coming here for tea, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Oh, egad, how I love tea.
Are you trying to crash the party?
You know I am.
You bet I do. Cora, I wouldn't mind, except that it'll seem odd to her if she just expects to see me and you're here, too.
Yes, but you know how badly I want to be asked to join the leisure club. Oh, Blondie, couldn't I drop in accidentally while she's here?
Well, I guess that wouldn't hurt anything, Cora.
Oh, that's wonderful, Blondie. I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Bumpshead.
Yeah?
What are you fussing around my desk for?
Yeah, well, I'm looking for that letter I wrote.
Who was it to?
It was to Mr. Hotkin of Hotkin, Botkin, Plotkin, and McGillicuddy and Panoot.
Our best customer?
Yeah.
What were you writing him about?
Well, I told him that I'd bet his class at college voted him the louse most likely to succeed.
Bumpshead.
Right. Oh, well, it's all right, J.C. Don't worry. I'm not going to send the letter. It's just one of those letters you write to make yourself feel good, and then you tear it up, you see? I call him all sorts of names and, well, mostly things you call me.
Oh. Yeah. Well, Hotkin is a high-class thinker.
Yeah.
Where'd you put the letter?
Well, I thought I left it on your desk last night. I wanted you to see it just for laughs.
Well, I signed all the letters on my desk this morning, and yeah. Dimples mailed them. Good grief.
Oh, holy smoke.
I must have signed it. Yeah. He'll get that letter from me.
Yeah. Well, goodbye now.
Bumpshead. It won't do you any good to run away. I'll catch you no matter where you go.
So long, Mr. Gibbons.
Ah, come on. I'm right on your heels, you heel. Come back here. Stop. Bumpshead.
Mrs. Trellifran, will you have lemon or sugar in your tea?
Well, if you don't mind too much, Mrs. Bumpshead, I'll have both.
Oh, I don't mind. How many lumps?
Oh, about five.
There you are, Mrs. Trellifran.
Oh, thank you so much, my dear. My, you've a lovely little home here.
Well, we like it.
And it's so neat and clean. How many do you have in help?
Just my husband. And sometimes he's not much help.
Well, husbands are husbands.
You are so right, Mrs. Trellifran.
Thank you, my dear. I don't notice any family portraits on the wall. Where did your family come from?
Oh, well, we all lived on a plantation way down yonder in Louisiana.
I wonder if we have any mutual friends in, Louisiana.
I reckon we all must have. Oh, excuse me. Excuse me, please.
Of course.
Oh, hello, Cora.
Blondie, my dear. Oh. Glad I found you at home. Really, I am.
Oh, come in, Cora.
Thank you.
Mrs. Trellifran, may I present Mrs. Dither?
Oh, I'm delighted to meet you, Mrs. Trellifran.
How do you do?
Will you have some tea, Cora?
Oh, I'd adore this. My goodness, who uses all this sugar in her tea? Why, this is thick enough to pour on hotcakes.
I beg your pardon. That is my tea.
How many lumps in your tea, Cora?
Seven.
Oh,
dear, excuse me.
Certainly. How's everything at the club?
Just fine, thank you.
Oh, I've often wondered what it looks like inside.
Have you really?
Yes, I have.
Well, well.
Oh, Harriet. Oh, hello, dear. I'll just take the groceries.
Oh, no, Blondie. I can come right in and dump them on the piano.
Oh, but Harriet, I... all right.
Here's the onions and the garlic, the corned beef, the cabbage, and the salami. Oh, you got company. Hello, Cora.
Hello, Harriet.
Mrs. Trelawney, may I present Mrs. Woodley?
How do you do?
Hi. Oh, what a day at the market. Have you turned in your fat, Mrs. Tattlefrag?
What's that?
Harriet.
I got 4 meat points for my waist fat today. Speaking of fat.
Why speak of it?
Speaking of fat, I weighed myself today. 114 pounds. Isn't that awful?
Yes, and it's getting worse.
Oh. Well, I dread the day when I hit 130. Herbert says he'll leave me.
Well, thanks very much for the groceries, Harriet.
Isn't there any tea?
We are just fresh out.
Well, I'll make some, huh?
So sorry. You have to go, Harriet. Thanks very much for the groceries.
Oh, okay, Blondie. Goodbye, Cora. Goodbye, Mrs. Telephone.
Goodbye. One of your neighbors, I suppose.
I suppose.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, Mrs. Dithers.
Hello, Alexander.
Fighting again. Mrs. Trelawney, this is my son, Alexander.
How do you do, Alexander?
Well, I'm very glad to know you, Mrs. Trelawney. Gee, it seems funny to see you sitting on a davenport. And...
Alexander, have you been roughhousing again?
No, this was a real fight. A guy insulted Baby Snooks.
Ah, I love that gal.
Well, who are you fighting with?
With Eddie Rockwood, Mrs. Dithers.
Why, that's my little nephew.
Oh. Well, he isn't very little. We call him Fatso.
Oh. Well, he's rather a handsome boy.
Not anymore, he isn't. He banged his nose right against my fist.
Alexander, you run right upstairs and clean up. We've heard all the details. We want to hear from you.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Mrs. Trelawney, I'm so sorry this had to happen today of all days.
I presume this represents an ordinary day in the Bumstead household?
Well, my husband hasn't been heard from yet, and usually he...
Sounds like someone's pig caught under a fence.
Well, I think I'd better be going.
Blondie, he's after me. Hello, Mrs. Dithers.
Mrs. Trelawney, this is my husband, Mr. Bumstead.
Yeah, how do you do, Mrs. Bum? Mrs. Trelawney.
Really, Mr. Bumstead?
Where are you, Bumstead? Where are you? You get away from me!
Dagwood, stop him!
I can't stop, Blondie. It's my life this time.
Oh, Bumstead, come on out from behind that whale. A woman.
So, Fatso. Well, roll yourself out of the way, then.
That did it. You asked for it, Mr. Dithers.
No.
Good day, Mrs. Bumstead.
Goodbye, Mrs. Trelawney. No. It was nice of you to drop in.
I shan't return.
Beautiful left jab.
Yeah. Oh, my. I'm sorry, Blondie, but Mr. Jitters was in a murderous mood.
Oh, it's all right, dear. I should have known better anyway.
Oh. What a roughneck that babe was.
Hey,
where
know,
is the old battle wagon?
Yeah. Oh. Hey, you know, I did... Oh, hey. Hey, Mr. Jitters. Hey, well, what are those letters in your inside coat pocket, huh?
Letters?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, say.
Why?
These must be the letters that Dimples gave me to mail.
Yeah?
And here's that letter to Hotkins.
Oh, my. Oh, that chased me around for nothing, huh?
Where's the fat lady? Where's the fat lady?
Oh, Cookie. What did I tell you about saying that? The fat lady's gone.
Gee. And I was going to make her feel slender, too.
I'd like to know how. I'd like to make myself feel so slender I'd just disappear. Cookie, what were you going to say to her?
I was
going
to say, how do you do, Mrs. Terrafant? Gee, you sure are skinny.
That's all we needed. Oh, dear, there's no place like home. Absolutely no place.
Yeah, unless possibly in the middle of a three-ring circus.
Don't go away, folks. The Bumsteads will be back in just a moment.
Blondie, honey, I hope you really don't feel too awfully bad about everyone offending Mrs. Trallifran.
Oh, no, dear, I guess not. Of course, it would have been nice to have been one of the 400. even if we were only one of the zeros.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Thank you.